in future rounds of funding in proportion to the shareholding. So let's say an angel investor has a 10% stake in the company. This company raises a Series A round of 10 crores. Now, this angel investor has the right to participate in this Series A round and subscribe to shares worth 1 crore. So if an investor is holding 10% stake in the company and goes for the next round of funding of 10 crores, then the existing investor holding a 10% stake has the right to participate in the round and subscribe to shares worth 1 crore. Of course, this is not an obligation on the investor, but just a right that the investor can exercise. This right has no downside impact on the company or the founder, and hence, no negotiation is required on preemptive right. Liquidation preference clause. The next clause that we will look at in detail is the liquidation preference clause. Investors subscribe to preference shares. Preference shares, as the name suggests, have the first preference over money received from the liquidity event. Founders who hold common shares are entitled to receive any amount of liquidation proceeds after the preference shareholders. The whole objective of this clause is to protect the capital. The liquidation event does not only include winding up or bankruptcy, but also includes events such as acquisitions. So both bad and good events are a part of the definition of liquidity event. The liquidation event does not only include winding up or bankruptcy,